One thing I love about this industry is that there's a real abundance mindset that most people have. Everyone wants to help each other, and there's enough sunshine for all of us. You know, it's not a scarce resource. Just by building those relationships and trying to stay consistent, we've been able to build some of, you know, a stack of potential partners for the future.
Yeah, I find it's a little bit of a different play, right? When you're going after and educating and nurturing limited partners and explaining what you do, it's a long-term process versus when you're seeking co-GPs or capital raisers that can become part owners of your fund or something like that. It's really not so much marketing, although there's a part of, you know, explaining to the world, hey, I'm in build to rent or I'm in A-class multifamily. And then the right people sometimes will keep an eye on you and reach out, or you can eventually make those connections. It's very different than the education and nurturing part that a limited partner would get. For me, I've noticed it's a lot more about just building relationships, which I'm sure it's very similar with the capital markets as well. Were you going to say something, Ryan?
Yeah, it's just kind of following up on that. You know, referrals has been a huge part of it. And that comes back to, you know, not only our investor experience, but the experience of our co-sponsors in working with us. Again, you know, like we said, we tend to be very organized and proactive. And a lot of people enjoy working with us because of that. And that has led to, you know, a lot of referrals and a lot of relationships to other co-sponsors.